Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. Maurice Hank Greenberg resigned under pressure today after nearly four decades as CEO of the world's largest insurance company, AIG. He's just the latest in a string of high-profile departures from the corner office. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. And Tess, why is Greenberg leaving?
Well, this is part of the ongoing investigation of the insurance industry that New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer has had underway since about last fall, looking into whether insurance companies were rigging the system by which they got corporate clients and possibly taking kickbacks. AIG was one of the initial targets of that investigation, as was, by the way, Marsha McLennan, where Greenberg's son Jeffrey was CEO. He was ousted several months ago. And now, just before he was scheduled to be deposed in Spitzer's office, Hank Greenberg has stepped down from the CEO position at AIG, and he will stay on, though, as chairman.
You know, he's not the only CEO who has had to leave recently. What's going on with this?
Well, in fact, the numbers are pretty stunning here. In February, more than 100 CEOs left or were forced out of their companies, and that's the highest turnover level in 4 years. In January, there were almost that many. And if we look at just the last few weeks, we've seen a raft of departures of really high-profile people. Carly Fiorina at Hewlett-Packard, Harry Stonecipher at Boeing. Over the weekend, of course, Michael Eisner at Disney. And the CEOs at Saab, Qualcomm, DirecTV, and Riggs Bank have all left. A couple of months ago, Franklin Raines got the boot from Fannie Mae. So, yeah, you'd have to say this is a trend.
And so what's prompting all these resignations?
For the most part, the experts say that this is part of the ongoing ripple effect from all those corporate scandals and Sarbanes-Oxley and the Spitzer investigations. John Challenger of the outplacement firm Challenger Grain Christmas says CEOs that used to get away with certain things just can't anymore.
All employees are set to a very high standard. CEOs, more than anyone else, because of the extraordinary pay that they receive, just don't have much chance for failure. Too many wrong decisions, and that CEO is out.
And a lot of this has to do with corporate boards that just aren't as much of a rubber stamp as they used to be. And that's because they, too, as well as the CEOs, are being held accountable by the likes of Spitzer, the SEC, and even juries for what their CEOs do. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at what today's conviction of former WorldCom CEO Bernard Ebbers means for all the folks who are still in the corner office.
Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you.